Time to talk Cavaliers basketball with the voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you on WEOL by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Where has the grit gone? Here's JB after the Kings game the other night.
We've gotten to this habit, and it's my responsibility to be better of allowing people, to just play freely to start games and then think that we're going to turn it on in the second half. That's arrogant basketball. And, you can't survive in the NBA playing that way.
Tim, the last time we talked was after the loss against the Clippers, and the Cavs have yet to win another one. What's been happening over this streak right now?
Well, as JB just said there, certainly you can't spot teams first half of 60 or more points. I think out on the West Coast it was 64, 64, 69, something like that. And then the other night, 67 against Minnesota. You've got to tighten up defensively in the first half. And so what happens there is that you're climbing uphill in the second half of play, and you exert so much energy to get back into the ball game. Yeah, usually you just have to take a breath at some point, and that's when the other team will push it back out again. So we saw that happen Sunday night with Minnesota. I mean, just an incredible comeback in that fourth quarter. Darius Garland was just out of his mind, 27 points in the quarter and 51 in the ball game. But they had built that early hole. It's so difficult to overcome that.
Tim, some of the guys are nicked up a bit. How much does that come into play?
A little bit. I mean, when you're playing Minnesota and you don't have Jared Allen and they've got Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns, that makes it really difficult. Of course, your leading scorer and third or fourth in the NBA, depending on the day, Donovan Mitchell, he's not in the lineup. So that plays a factor. But the Cavaliers and the coaching staff and the organization feel as though they've built enough depth into this roster that they should be able to at least sustain some injuries, but it does play a factor. There's no doubt about that. When you don't have two all-stars in your lineup, which was the case on Sunday against the T-Wolves, that definitely plays into, just kind of falling behind early.
What's their status for the next game against the Milwaukee Bucks?
As of this point, the Cavaliers haven't released their injury report for tomorrow night. So I guess day-to-day would be something that could be used as far as whether it's a questionable or a probable. I think day-to-day they'll see how they respond today. The Cavaliers have a practice this morning, and then we fly out to Milwaukee this afternoon for the game against the Bucks tomorrow night. So if the guys go and practice and if they feel all right, usually after practice, it's not necessarily how they feel during the practice. It's what happens afterwards. How does, the various injury respond? So we'll see what they say after practice today.
Sounds good. And talk a little bit about, I guess, the attitude of the team going through this losing streak. What do you see from them? I mean, there's always that part where they're having to come back, so they're not, like, giving up at any point. But what's the attitude for them?
Yeah, you said what happened to the grit. I think the grit is still there. This is a team, they're not doubting themselves. I mean, they won 8 straight ball games. As I said, they've got all-stars on this team. There is an ebb and a flow to NBA basketball. And that first game back after a West Coast, I know we used to talk about this on the old countdown at the Q when I would have a show. The first game back after a West Coast, you almost feel as though you're still on the road. And so you kind of have to fight through that hangover. And no, the attitude's just fine. They know they're going to be fine. This is a talented team. As I mentioned earlier, it's a deep basketball team, so you kind of fight your way through this little mini losing streak right now of 4 games, and you find a way to get back on track, and part of that will be for everyone to get healthy.
Tim, I know you're focused on the Cavaliers, but has there been a player or two on another team that really caught your attention so far this early season?
Yeah, that's a great question. He caught the world's attention the last few years. Steph Curry and his performance on Friday night out in Golden State was simply magnificent. He really is carrying that team on his back right now. He has just done an incredible job in kind of leading them through everything that they've been through. You know, the typical stars, Jason Tatum for Boston, the couple of games that we've had Boston, and Jaylen Brown, I mean, they are bona fide superstars in this league. So there isn't really, you know, anyone that's a newcomer or something along those lines. Although I'll tell you what, the number one pick in the draft, Paolo Banchero for Orlando, there were a lot of people that questioned that pick. Like, really? They're going to pick Banchero at number one? Well, boy, has he shown that he belongs. He has just been outstanding for the Magic.
Does Bol Bol have a chance in the league? I just like to say Bol Bol.
Well, for your sake, I hope he does. No, I mean, he's of course, he's the son of Manute Bol, and yeah, he's got a chance. I mean, he has stuck around, and he plays a role. He certainly isn't one of those superstar players that I alluded to earlier, but he does play a role. And yeah, I think as long as he knows what his skill set is, and as long as he contributes at the level that each organization that he has been with expects him to, yeah, I think he'll hang around. Absolutely. You'll have the pleasure of saying that name for a while, Craig.
All right.
Have they come up with the nickname of Baby Ball at all? No, maybe not. Oh, boy. Where's the Larry Nance Jr., right? Wouldn't he get involved with that?
Yeah, Larry Nance is now down in New Orleans with the Pelicans.
We have this one game at home, and then we're back on the – or I'm sorry, one game on the road, and then we're back home again. So it's kind of an odd week where it's –
Yes, we've got the Bucks tomorrow night. Like I said, we'll fly out this afternoon and play the Bucks on Wednesday. Of course, Milwaukee lost last night. They've been banged up. You know, they've got a 10-3, I believe, is their start after the loss last night, and yet they've done it without Chris Middleton and without Pat Connaughton. Atlanta got them last night, but yeah, obviously, 2 years ago they won it all, and last year got dropped by Boston in a great 7-game series. So, one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA, in Giannis. So it'll be a big challenge tomorrow. But then 4 straight at home. That'll be nice. Right through Thanksgiving with Charlotte on Friday night. And then Miami comes here on Sunday night. Atlanta on Monday. And then the night before Thanksgiving, Portland. So it'll be a nice 4-game stretch at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Look forward to your call with Jim Jones coming up tomorrow night here on WEOL. Thanks for your time, Tim.
All right, thanks, Bruce. And hey, real quick, best of luck to Avon and Columbia in the high school football playoffs. Those two coaches, and Mike Elder and Jason Ward, I think the world of those guys. I've been following and just thrilled. That Avon-Toledo Central Catholic game last year was incredible, one of the greatest games I ever had a chance and a privilege to call. And so we'll see how that rematch goes. And I'm just thrilled for the Columbia Raiders and their program. So best of luck to those teams this weekend.
Yeah, something special going on with the Raiders this year for sure.
Yes, yes.
Tim, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball. It's brought to you on WEOL every Tuesday at this time. Brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street in Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst.